aboard the Truth Express with your conductor, Erskine, who give you the latest on national news, politics, policies, business, and government issues.
It's an honor to start this year with Dr. Charles B. Simone, M.D. I'm not going to say the general introduction. He's more than an internist, medical oncologist, radiation oncologist, tumor immunologist, author, and better health advocate, much more than that. He's a person who cares and loves America and loves medicine. His son and his daughter are both doctors. They both are fantastic. His daughter's been, for like 6 or 7 years, top doctor in Philadelphia. His son is in charge of all of the, what are they called, the units that he's in charge of?
Proton.
Proton. That's like a rifle for cancer. It's an incredible unit. Incredible. They have one here in Phoenix. He's been called cancer's worst enemy, and in part because of what he's done with nutrition. Simone Protective Cancer Institute. He founded his cancer and nutrition. That's a 10-point plan for prevention and cancer life extension. Now probably in its fourth or fifth printing by now. The truth about breast cancer, truth about prostate cancer. Both of these set the bar for increased understanding. How to save yourself from a terrorist attack. We need to know about that this year. There's lots of things going on. And medical hydration, military strategy for military and athletic warriors. And for you and me, we're going to talk about that later, too. He's been on 60 Minutes, Primetime Live, Fox News, all of them. We're going to discuss the Southern invasion of our nation's health. Southern invasion of our nation's health. Yeah, well, something that President Trump did that he was called xenophobic for was stopping the Chinese from coming over. And now, oh, my goodness, our president, current president, if you want to call him that, has said the same thing. He's going to stop all the Chinese from flying over here. But he's done nothing about the southern border, Dr. Simone. That's insanity, isn't it?
Well, sure. Not only the invasion by the people, we have all the other problems. Drugs, child pornography, and all that.
You wrote about the OxyContin. We've got as bad, if not a worse, situation with the fentanyl. 110,000 dying last year of fentanyl poisoning and disguising it in other drugs. No child safe. I was talking to some people. Alaska had like 8 deaths 2 years ago. Last year it was up to 400 and some odd deaths. Now when it gets to Alaska, it's over the whole country. That's a terrible thing. And it's all coming in. This is part of the Chinese plan, in my opinion, to bring this into America. Am I out of my tree, or do you see the same thing?
Oh, that's part of the whole situation. They're trying to take over the world, and what better way to do it is to try to cave us in, involve us in all these issues that we seemingly have no control, but we control. If you look at Article 1 of the Constitution, Clause number 3 of Section 10, we can thwart any invasion. A state can do that on its own, but those border states are simply not doing that. I don't know why they're not doing that.
Well, they tried to put up containers, and they said you were trespassing on federal government in Arizona. Same thing happening in other places. Biden wants open borders. I saw a very interesting thing. Borders to heaven, you have to be checked and verified to get into. Hell, the borders are open. Okay. I thought that was good. But First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging freedom of speech or the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and petition the government for a redress for grievances. Back 3 years ago, almost now, you wrote an article, COVID-19 bioweapon. You got most of it from published articles by Dr. Xi and others. You had articles by Dr. Fauci talking about how he was supporting gain of function Wuhan, even against orders of President, yes, even Obama and President Trump. He still was sending it over there through Echo Health Alliance and other places. he has been a traitor to the United States. He was arguing about the actions that were being taken that didn't come out of Wuhan. It came out of the wet market and all of that. And he was arguing about that when Dr. Xi was writing about it being developed and with the help of Fauci, who made $5 million at least last year. This is insanity. You and I, we were taken off of Twitter, at least the interviews that I did with you, because it didn't conform with medical consensus, and it did not conform with WHO guidelines. We found all that to be phony lately. Truth is coming out, isn't it, Dr. Simone?
Finally, and it's all thanks to Elon Musk, who's putting it out with the Twitter files. Getting back briefly to a sentence you mentioned about Obama, he did stop gain of function for a while. He said, however, the pause was voluntary, which means that allowed Fauci and the Department of Defense to continue funding these projects. Moreover, a few days before he left office, he resumed the funding for gain of function. The very next day, Fauci said there will be a surprise outbreak, and then 10 days later, Trump was inaugurated. So, yes, he did stop it, but he resumed it, this is what we see. The money kept flowing in to these issues in Wuhan, to DASIC, Echo Health Alliance, who then flowed the money right to Wuhan as well.
You told it all 3 years ago, and they were not allowed to put it out. What has this done to medicine, Dr. Simone? What has it done to the believability of medicine when they go into a hospital and nurses get fired for recommending hydroxy? They get fired for recommending the other one that's so good.
Ivermectin, yeah.
Ivermectin, yes. And they pushed remdesivir, which was not good and tore up the kidneys and everything else. What does this do to the practice of medicine when doctors are told you can't do it and they get fired for recommending it for treatment? The only treatment they wanted was the vaccination, so-called, that never worked.
Well, not only did it work, it's causing great harm, as we're learning now. It didn't prevent the transmission of the virus. It didn't prevent infection of the virus. As we see now, Fauci had totally boosted. He had vaccinated, as did Biden. They both got boosters. And they both got COVID, and they both got Paxlovid, the oral medication, and they both got COVID yet again. So we know that the boosters and the shots don't work to prevent the disease. And we now know, and you saw it just this past week, and another football player died on the field. We don't know what the cause of it is yet, but we'd like to find out if and when he had the shots and boosters. We're seeing more and more of this early death from the shots and the boosters.
Sudden adult death syndrome. This is huge. I sent you the article from Germany and elsewhere. We're not seeing it here. We're not seeing it anywhere here, are we?
Well, it's not being reported here, but we are. We do know that it is happening, especially in the young people, very young people, 15 to 35 years old. Never before have we ever seen so many young people simply die. And these are called excess deaths. We can't point the finger to those excess deaths, to the shots or the boosters, but what we can say is over the course of many decades, so many young people generally die during a year. But this past year, that is 2021, 2022, there have been many more deaths than expected, so we can only point the finger at something that has come along during that period of time, the shots.
In the German study that I sent you, it showed that the accounts of sudden adult death were almost triple of what they were before, right after what? Right after the so-called vaccine came out. That is telling. You also have a lack of morticians, and they're discovering that blood clots 2 and 3 feet long that are coming out of the patients who've been vaccinated. This is incredible, incredible information. We've got enough information to fill volumes, but is it being reported? They never reported what you were saying. nobody is talking about receptor sites, are they, Dr. Simone, other than you? No. I haven't heard it.
No, you're right, and that's so very important because the ACE2 receptor is in so many groups of people that those people who are at risk of these illnesses and deaths and high-risk situations. So the ACE2 receptor is very important. It can be caused by blood pressure medications like ACE inhibitors or ARBs. It can be caused by even ibuprofen, and millions of people take that. There are 34 million diabetics, 169 million people overweight, obese, 50 million people who smoke and have COPD, 10 million people who are compromised, men over the age of 15. All these groups have many more ACE2 receptors, which is the site that the COVID vaccine has been manufactured to jump into. And remember, this was done on purpose. In Wuhan, the virus was assembled there in Wuhan, China, under the direction of Colonel Xi Zhengli. She collaborated directly with the above scientists that we talked about already, but she systematically and methodically searched for and then incorporated into the virus the exact spike protein that would maximize the most damage by seeking out people with the most ACE2 receptors on their cells for maximum kill. And this was only done, this is only could be done after she was given a special cell line from our own U.S. Department of Defense, which is at Fort Detrick. And that's a highly sensitive area. The scientists at the United States Army Medical Research Institute of Infectious Diseases gave Xi the special Vero E6 cell line that transformed the virus to seek, infect, harm, and kill humans. And DARPA also was involved in this whole project. We funded it. U.S. taxpayer funded this whole project via the Department of Defense, the Defense Threat Reduction Agency, USAID, Department of State, Department of Health and Human Services, Department of Homeland Security, the NIH, the NIAID, and other U.S. agencies. More than $136 million, Peter Daszak obtained funding from these sources and was very interested in funding from the NIAID that would justify researching diseases that would promote vaccine development. And Anthony Fauci directed the funding. Here's the orchestra.
Peter Daszak of the University of North Carolina, right?
No, Peter Daszak, Manhattan, New York, of Echo Health Alliance. Ralph Barrick is what you're referring to.
Right,
Ralph Barrick,
that's who
PhD,
I'm thinking of.
At the University of North Carolina. He actually trained Colonel Xi. She worked in his lab for a number of years, went back to Wuhan, and together, paper after paper of her and Daszak, her and Barrick, were written, chronicalized over the many years of this whole situation. And this virus, the birth announcement, came out in November 2015.
We'll be right back. The Biden administration is quickly moving to implement the liberal fantasy of socialist spending. After spending a $2.1 trillion stimulus, the president and Democratic-led Congress have introduced another $3 trillion plan to add to our insurmountable debt, seeking to raise taxes on Americans making as little as $200,000 a year. Have you seen the immigration footage? 87 million putting illegals in hotel rooms and our troops sleeping on parking garage floors. Could this be the biggest single gold buying opportunity in history? Well, Wells Fargo and Goldman Sachs say this is the time to buy gold. Patriot Gold Group, where your IRA or 401k can be in physical gold and silver, and you may qualify for no fee for life IRA. Call 800-356-4470 for details. Patriot Gold Group, Consumer Affairs top rated gold IRA dealer, 5 years running. Call 800-356-4470 today. Dr. Simone, I've got to ask you two questions. Did you say November of 2016?
No, November 9 of 2015. 2015. That's when the announcement of this very virus was made in the literature. And in that literature, the authors of that paper were from Harvard, from the FDA, scientists at the United States Army Medical Research Institute of Infectious Diseases, Ralph Barrick's team at the University of North Carolina, Peter Daszak. All these people were authors on that paper. They were the ones involved. Now, everyone who subscribed to that journal, we need to find out who those readers were, because they had to have known what was going on. It was published in black and white, and they could not retract that article. It's there.
You were out all alone. Nobody else was talking about it. You were alone doing that.
Yeah. We just knew that what had to be done. We had to look at reports, scientific published papers, sources of funding, government documents, and the way U.S. agencies treated previous pandemics. We knew that those could not be, they were immutable and could not easily be deleted. That's what I start looking into in early January and February of 2020. And that's when I found all
the article in March. Published article in March,
right.
And that was the explosive COVID-19 bioweapon article that you wrote then. And that was the truth, and it took 3 years for the public to know the truth. 3 years, Dr. Simone.
And the gain of function actually occurred. There's no question about it. Why? What do we know? There are two things that are put into this virus on purpose. The GP120, by the way, who patented the GP120 was Tony Fauci.
Right.
And weeks before that original article came out. But that was found in the virus. Also, the PRRA was inserted, allowing for enhanced infectivity. Both of these are never found in naturally occurring coronaviruses.
Oh, wow.
So gain of function did occur. There's no question about it. I don't know why they keep squirming around with this. There's the data. We submitted this data to lots of people in the Senate, and they just keep squirming around. We've got to get these people.
We need a Nuremberg trial, Dr. Simone, for Dr. Fauci and others.
You know, that's the problem here. One of the summary statements I make is, I'll come right down to it and just read it to you. Everything we need to know is in plain sight. All the collaborators, the profiteers, they're in plain sight, and they violated the U.S. Constitution, Biological Toxic Weapons Convention, International Covenant, and U.S. participating in Nuremberg trials. This is the only medication, the vaccine, that has never gone through animal trials. And the last time people did this without animal trials, they were all subject to Nuremberg trial. So we have lots of things to do. We don't need
So you've got the directors and the president of Pfizer. You've got the directors and president of Moderna. They are also culpable, aren't they?
All of these people are. We know them all. We named them in our article. We don't need any cooperation from China or their labs. The labs have been scrubbed.
No, no. They wrote it. They wrote about it. Right.
That's right. So we need to sanction everybody that are involved, treason for those involved and sworn oath to the Constitution, repeal the Bayh-Dole Act, repeal the National Vaccine Injury Act, repeal the PrEP Act, reform the CDC. The NIH, remove COVID vaccine from childhood vaccine schedule, and stop government censorship.
There's another part I wanted to make. When we were talking earlier, you said men over 15. Giving vaccines to kids from 0 to 15 years old doesn't make any sense. Please tell the people why. It's the receptor sites again, isn't it?
It's always about the receptor sites. These children have very few receptors of the ACE2 factor in their cells. And that's why children have a very low risk of getting disease and a far lower risk of contracting death from the disease. It's almost unheard of.
We'll be right back. The Biden administration is quickly moving to implement the liberal fantasy of socialist spending. After spending a $2.1 trillion stimulus, the president and Democratic-led Congress have introduced another $3 trillion plan to add to our insurmountable debt, seeking to raise taxes on Americans making as little as $200,000 a year. Have you seen the immigration footage? 87 million putting illegals in hotel rooms and our troops sleeping on parking garage floors. Could this be the biggest single gold-buying opportunity in history? Well, Wells Fargo and Goldman Sachs say this is the time to buy gold. Patriot Gold Group, where your IRA or 401k can be in physical gold and silver, and you may qualify for no fee for life IRA. Call 800-356-4470 for details. Patriot Gold Group, Consumer Affairs top rated gold IRA dealer, 5 years running. Call 800-356-4470 today. One of the byproducts of this, of the lies concerning COVID, and I'm just going to call it what it is, the lies that have come out concerning COVID, they accused us of lying long enough. They've accused us of lying and taking us off of Twitter and all of the other places that we see was done by the White House, done by the FBI, infiltrating so that we would not get the truth. Is this to kill people? What is it for? Or is it just the money? If it's just the money, this is sick. It's really sick. But what it's done to the medical profession, doctors have quit around the country. I can name you half a dozen friends of mine who have quit practicing. You've had nurses who have either quit or been fired. You've had people fired from the military, fired as police, fired as firemen, fired as you name it, football players, basketball players, because they will not take the shot. This has gone throughout the entire society. Business has gone under. I mean, the businesses, look at where it was in 2019, 2020, and look at where businesses are today. You can't go to a shopping center that half the businesses are gone. Restaurants, everything else. This has been horrific on our country, hasn't it, Dr. Simone? It's almost
lost
our country.
Right. Yeah, it had the trillions of dollars of the economy, the debts, the harm given to people who have not died from this disease and or the shot. This is a horrendous problem, and that's why these people need to be brought to justice in a very severe way. It has to be done.
Watching your loved one die, they know that ivermectin works. The nurse tells you ivermectin works, and they tell you to get out of the room, and the nurse gets fired. This is happened all over the country.
That's right. Just to back up for a minute again.
Yes, sir.
Trump promoted hydroxychloroquine. And
yes.
I put this in the form of two calendar months, March 2020, and where he started talking about this on the 19th. The next day, Fauci said, no, it's bad. 3 days later, Trump said, yes, it's good. But then the same day, two people, Rick Bright from BARDA, HHS, and Janet Woodcock from the FDA said, no, this is a bad drug, hydroxychloroquine is a bad drug. They sabotaged the whole pandemic plan that was in place since 2005, and they won. They took away the hydroxychloroquine from essentially over-the-counter, not over-the-counter, but with a prescription, and put it into a situation where it would fail, given only to hospitalized patients. So they sabotaged that. All the while, papers were being written in February 2020, almost 15 papers, and years before, even the CDC wrote that chloroquine was effective at treating this in 2005. And in February, the FDA said hydroxychloroquine is safer than Tylenol. That's the FDA in February 2020. So many papers kept coming out in March. And in April, many more papers came out of hydroxychloroquine and positive effects. Trump says yes on the 3rd, yes on the 4th, yes on the 5th, yes on the 10th and the 13th. A few weeks later, on April 24, FDA said, no, it's not safe and it's not effective. And papers kept rolling out. I have a bar graph here of all the papers written about hydroxychloroquine and the month that they're coming out with over and over again. There's hundreds of papers in that single year when Fauci was deposed not long ago in November of this year by Louisiana AG, he said that there's no role for hydroxychloroquine, and that there, let's see, what does he say? And for 7 hours during the November 22 meeting, he said, I can't recall, 174 times. He claimed that hydroxychloroquine was ineffective and couldn't cite, however, he couldn't cite a single article to support his claim. He rejected the entire list of the 371 papers that we all looked at that hydroxychloroquine was effective. He just simply dismissed it during his testimony. So you had it all stacked up against Trump during that period of time, and there were a handful of people that were truly saboteurs of this situation and many other situations down the road. And I might add one more thing. During March 26, 2020, during the hotbed of this whole thing, Fauci, Lane, and Redfield, the CDC director, wrote this and published in New England Journal of Medicine. He said, COVID-19 is more akin to a severe seasonal flu, which has a case fatality rate of 0.1%. So they knew then that this was not a consequential pandemic, not a consequential issue with regard to life and death. They said it in an editorial written in March 2020. Hello, Erskine?
Yeah, a friend of mine, Dr. Graves, got in touch with the person in charge of health in India, and they, if anybody even got a cold, they were given hydroxychloroquine. India had no major outbreak. You recommended vitamin D3. You recommended zinc. You recommended hydroxychloroquine twice a week. That worked. That was effective. Almost 100% effective. That's what they used in Africa. That's what they used other places. They were taking it away from some of the people in Africa. Was this to do away with population, or was it strictly for the money? What do you think?
Could have been a combination of both. Don't forget, we also have another friend, the FTX person, the cryptocurrency guy.
Right.
He filed bankruptcy in November, but he had the togethertrials.com that showed, he said, hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin were not effective. So they were coming at this story of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin at all angles. The people were making money, the public
relations.
How much
did Bill Gates make, Dr. Simone? How much did he make in 1 month?
Well, he said over a period of years, he put a $10 billion investment and he acquired $200 billion. And that's him quoting it on a video that I have in my report here. That's a lot of money.
$10 billion and made over $200 billion.
Yes, 20-to-1 return. And the woman who interviewed him said, are you sure that that's right? She said, I would figure it's only $17 billion if you look at S&P returns on $10 billion. He said, no, it's $200 billion we made on a $10 billion investment.
Oh, my God. Has to be a special place in hell for people like that. When we're talking about what's going on, if somebody has taken the boosters and the vaccine, I know that we need to take D3, fairly large amounts of D3 right now. What else can we do to reverse it? Because we don't want these people dying of sudden adult death syndrome and other things because they've taken the vaccine, but they've got it within them and it has delayed reaction. What can these people do who've taken it?
We'll go through a whole list now, if you don't mind.
Please.
If there are tremendous problems from the infection or the shot, ivermectin still may be helpful to them. Secondly, anti-inflammatories like prednisone, aspirin, omega-3 fatty acids from fish, these are important to use. And if there's severe illness, then I have a prescription plan, 20 milligrams twice a day for the first 5 days, et cetera. If they're having a lot of trouble with their lungs, they need to get a nebulizer and get budesimide, on board as medication to put in the nebulizer. That's very effective. The nebulizer that plugs into the wall is much more effective than a battery-operated one. That's important. So budesonide in a nebulizer will be very helpful to decrease inflammation in lungs. Let's not forget about aspirin.
How do you spell that, please?
B-U-D. B as in boy, U-D, E-S-O-N-I-D-E. Again, all this data is on the website. If you go to drsimone.com and look up reports on the left-hand side menu and look for protect yourself from harm, and it'll bring you right to this article of everything that we're talking about now.
Thank you.
Budesonide with a nebulizer for those who have lung problems. We can't forget aspirin. Our good old friend, 325 milligram uncoated aspirin taken with the largest meal at nighttime, which is important to do. It has antiplatelet effect, which everyone knows about. But importantly, what some people forget, it has anti-clotting properties as well. So 325 uncoated aspirin. Where do I get my uncoated aspirin? Dollar store.
Me too.
The big box stores generally have coated aspirin, and you lose about 25% of the aspirin with a coating on it.
Right.
Also, fish oils, omega-3 fatty acids, they're important. In addition, we need to start taking antioxidants in moderate to high doses, in the correct chemical form, the correct ratio, one to another. That's important, as well as vitamin B6, which has antithrombosis properties.
Wow.
Number four, an alkaline pH. The higher the alkalinity of your bloodstream, the better off you are, because it changes the shape of the ACE2 receptor, and therefore the spike protein, the virus, can attach.
Well, people, you know, for that, to lower the alkaline, Simone Super Energy is very, very good for that, right? Of course you know it. You invented it. Then you can get that by going to SimoneSuperEnergy.com or go to TruthExpressRadio.com. And that is wonderful. It tastes good, too. For our medicine, it tastes great.
And it has a high pH of 7.5. Also, will get you through the lows of having COVID with the extreme fatigue.
Right.
The other thing, and by the way, we'll talk maybe about the low glycemic index of Simone Super Energy. It has a very low glycemic index. Even though the sugars may be high on the label, it has a low glycemic index because fructose is the predominant sugar, and that has a glycemic index of 23. So overall,
well, that also is a cancer decreasing, obesity helps with that, type 2 diabetes, gestational diabetes, metabolic syndrome. Oh my gosh, it helps everything. Fatty liver disease, dysplasia, hypoglycemia, all of that. Plus it sparks you to where you feel better when you get up and you've got no jitteriness or anything with it, and it tastes good. It comes in orange, chocolate, and vanilla, and I love it.
Yeah. The other nutrients for protecting you is zinc. Very important.
Right.
50 milligrams a day with the disease and or the shot, and 50 milligrams of zinc once a week, all the time.
I've been taking it every day. I don't have to.
No, you can. I do.
Okay.
The second nutrient is N-acetylcysteine, 600 milligrams twice a day. Vitamin C, 2,000 to 4,000 milligrams every day with food. Vitamin D3, 5,000 units a day or more with food. Quercetin, also very important. It blocks that ACE2 receptor. Quercetin, 500 milligrams twice a day with food.
Right.
Famotidine, which is over-the-counter Pepcid. Famotidine, 20 milligrams a day, will decrease inflammation and help the stomach as well.
Does turmeric help? Good anti-inflammation.
I'm sorry, I missed the question.
Is turmeric another good anti-inflammatory?
It is. It is. I would use it for men. I would not use it very often. But yes, during a period of infection, yes. And for women, again, during a period of infection, yes. But for women, there's too much estrogen-like component in it. So I would not use it chronically in women or young people.
Right, especially if you have any treatment, any breast cancer or anything like that, it can increase the estrogen, right?
That's absolutely right. And very importantly, and sometimes we overlook it, is sinus hygiene. Now, I use this extensively myself. If I'm in a situation, a group of 5 or 10 people, and somebody's having trouble or in a confined room, I start flushing my nasal area with salt water, nasal saline.
Right. Tell how to do it exactly. You've got a whole article on that, don't you?
Exactly. There's a right way and a wrong way to do it. It's cheap. It doesn't hurt you. And if you do it every 30 to 45 minutes, this itself has antiviral effects because it kills on contact the salt water. The other one is iodine. Over-the-counter iodine. You can buy this over-the-counter. It's called Povidine. You put a couple of drops in about 6 ounces of water, maybe two teaspoons of iodine in 6 ounces of water, and drop it in to each nasal passage with a syringe bulb, et cetera. It doesn't tickle. It does burn a little bit, but it kills on contact beautifully. So if you're in a high-risk situation or if you even have a sore throat and then have COVID positivity, start using iodine and nasal saline very often.
We'll be right back. The Biden administration is quickly moving to implement the liberal fantasy of socialist spending. After spending a $2.1 trillion stimulus, the president and Democratic-led Congress have introduced another $3 trillion plan to add to our insurmountable debt, seeking to raise taxes on Americans making as little as $200,000 a year. Have you seen the immigration footage? 87 million putting illegals in hotel rooms and our troops sleeping on parking garage floors. Could this be the biggest single gold buying opportunity in history? Well, Wells Fargo and Goldman Sachs say this is the time to buy gold. Patriot Gold Group, where your IRA or 401k can be in physical gold and silver, and you may qualify for a no-fee-for-life IRA. Call 800-356-4470 for details. Patriot Gold Group, Consumer Affairs' top-rated gold IRA dealer, 5 years running. Call 800-356-4470 today. Dr. Simone, are we or are we not? It seems to me we are having an explosion of people who are coming down with cancer.
We are. One of the things that the COVID virus does do, it inhibits the P53. The P53 gene is the police network of the body that goes around to stop cancer formation. So we are seeing, I am seeing, women in their 30s with breast cancer. Yes, you can get breast cancer in your 20s and 30s, but I'm seeing many more cases right now of that situation. And lots of other cancer doctors are doing the same. Lots of cancer doctors are seeing many more new patients in younger ages.
I'm not going in details on it, but you've got a great article on fiber, reducing the risk of colon, rectal cancer, and polyps. You've got high GI versus low GI foods, high chips, biscuits, cakes, ice cream, dates, jasmine rice, potatoes, processed food, watermelon. That was a surprise to me. White bread, but you can have balsamic rice, lentils, vegetables, pasta, oats, probably any kind of bean. You can have both beans, can't you?
Oh, sure. Anything like that is great. And in that list, I put in the Simone Super Energy because of the low glycemic index. So the high glycemic index foods will cause many of our chronic illnesses, from cancer to heart disease, et cetera. Low glycemic index foods. So if you like rice, you buy basmati rice, and that has a 20% glycemic index. That's great. Lentils are great, vegetables, pasta, oats. The lower the glycemic index, the lower the risk is of all these other illnesses, cancer, obesity, you already enumerated them, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. So women or men who have overweight, they may have a fatty liver, and this will help decrease that by decreasing their weight, et cetera.
Also, if you take Simone Super Energy along with it, that's good for so many things, Simone Super Energy. The other thing that a lot of people have when they get older, they become dehydrated, and that really helps on hydration, doesn't it?
It does. It's I coined the phrase nutritional hydration because in our formula, which we've enhanced actually right now, is coming out soon, the next generation of Simone Super Energy, we enhanced it because we need people to use it more as a nutritional hydration. We're going to have higher doses of the vitamin daily value. The glycemic index is low. All the nutrients we need, the electrolytes, et cetera. So these are very important issues that we need, and that'll give you a complete base of everything one needs. Certainly not a meal replacement, although if you mix it with a milk product, you can certainly make it into a meal replacement. I don't advocate that, but because I don't want to get used to that kind of, I want people to start lowering the calorie intake and exercising. So we're going to have greater than 100% of daily vitamins, all the antioxidants, electrolytes, branched chain amino acids. It's patented around the world. It's soy-free, gluten-free, no radiated ingredients, no caffeine, no fat. It's water compliant, so athletes can use it in the Olympics, et cetera, and they have. There's no banned or harmful substances, and it's World Anti-Doping Agency compliant.
And the Olympics, even the Philadelphia Eagles had such success with it, they gave you the game ball one time.
That's right. A couple of years ago, we got the game ball.
Well, that speaks volumes for it right there. Dr. Simone, thank you so much for all that you have done talking about the children. I think it's becoming successful because only 2% of the children under 5 have taken the so-called vaccine. What do we call it instead of the jab? That's a better word than the vaccine.
The shot, yeah. I talk about the vaccine, I put it in quotes. So we know it has great harm to people. By the way, some of the batches were very poor in quality of the vaccine. So some of those people who got those poor quality vaccine batches didn't have too many side effects. And there's a website called mybadbatch.com. So if you know your lot number from which the vaccine was taken from the bottle, you can go on and see how many people had problems from that lot, that bottle.
Now, are people having problems from the Johnson & Johnson?
Yes, clots, especially clots.
Got you. And they develop sometimes months, sometimes years later, don't they?
They do. We're waiting to see more and more of it as it evolves.
God bless you, Dr. Simone, for all you've done. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
All aboard the Truth Express. You can listen on your favorite podcast app or local radio station.
Patriot Gold Group, consumer affairs operated 5 years running for your IRA or 401k. Call 800-356-4470 today.
All aboard the Truth Express with your conductor, Erskine, who give you the latest on national news, politics, policies, business, and government issues.
Jonathan W. Emord. Mr. Emord is a principal of Emord & Associates, practices constitutional food and drug law in Washington, D.C., before federal courts and agencies. The only attorney in American history to defeat the FDA 8 times in federal court, 7 times on First Amendment grounds. Mr. Emord's the author of Global Censorship of Health Information. He wrote that years ago before it was really censored the way it has been lately. the rise of tyranny. Have we seen that? Incredibly, yes. The Restore the Republic and his latest, the Authoritarians. We're going to talk about how COVID treatment suppression is killing Americans and much more. The case against Anthony Fauci. Why does Mr. Emore deserve to be a senator? For one thing, he laid out the case against Anthony Fauci, enemy of the First Amendment, enemy of America. I mean, this case, I never read anything quite like it. It is look it up at townhall.com under Jonathan W. Emore, and it has a very unusual name. First time I've ever had to look something up, it said, not really, but first time I've had to look up a definition. Anthony Fauci, father of American Lysenkoism. Now, Lysenkoism is a biological doctrine asserting fundamental influence of somatic and environmental factors on heredity in contradiction of other of orthodox genetics. What they did was this guy came through and he said, this is what's important. This is why we need to put in the 10-year program of growing foods and that type of thing under Stalin. In other words, he went against all orthodoxy and put this in, which almost destroyed the Soviet Union's crops and everything else for years to come. I mean, this guy was the same as Dr. Fauci, who has almost destroyed medicine in this country. Scientific discovery and innovations in medicine require a private sphere protected from censorship. Properly understood, the First Amendment denies government power over speech and press, enable free interchange of ideas and information. We had the White House and the FBI working against free information dissemination. And with me, Mr. Emore, they said it didn't compete. What I was putting out did not fit with the WHO guidelines or the consensus of the medical doctors. And I was taken off of Twitter. This happened to a lot of people. Didn't conform. Is that the way we function in America, Mr. Emore?
No, that's antithetical to the First Amendment, which protects your right to dissent, as well as the basic definition of science. Science is debate. By definition, science is an evolution of thinking. Commonly accepted scientific notions today, many of them will be rejected 5 to 10 years from now. Based on new scientific discoveries and innovations. The point is that when you kill debate, like they have done, like Fauci has done, on a matter of critical public importance, like the survival of the nation, in the face of a new biological threat, you end up with ignorance reigning because you keep out of the marketplace information necessary to make informed choices. You deprive doctors of the freedom to prescribe and recommend treatments that differ from the government's orthodoxy, and you end up killing people. And what happened is that this person, who is a real traitor to the country,
right,
Dr. Fauci, is responsible in large measure for what became the virus and for deaths associated with a failure to provide early treatments because of his insistence on things that were not working and his insistence on authoritarian controls that denied both patients and doctors the freedom they needed in order to treat this disease properly. If we had early treatments that were ubiquitous in the United States at the height of this crisis,
right,
we would have saved thousands and thousands of people. Instead, those people perished, and that is in no small measure due to Dr. Fauci. He is the greatest betrayer of the United States in our history. This man worked with the communist Chinese, enabling them to have the elements necessary to create a bioweapon. He knew of the risks. He considered the risks acceptable, and the determination of whether they were was not his to make. It was at least a legislative determination, but he made it as an authoritarian, as a dictator, for all of us.
He
consigned all of us to a high-risk environment where the virus was inevitable.
You said the Wuhan lab, with Fauci's complicity, contributed to the death of a million Americans. Is he not liable for the Nuremberg-type trial? I would say if that didn't qualify, nothing does.
Well, I would hope, following an investigation, and much of this information is already public, that charges could be brought against Dr. Fauci for his maladministration, at least to the extent of depriving him of any retirement pay from the federal government, and he ought to be open to civil liability. In a just world, he would be open to civil liability for all those people who were denied the effectiveness of early treatment and who were denied and who were falsely told that they would both not transmit the disease and would never succumb to the disease if they were vaccinated. A vaccine, by definition, is a fraud if it doesn't prevent you from getting the disease that it says it's supposed to vaccinate you against. Likewise, it's a fraud if the contention is that you won't transmit the disease if you're vaccinated. Both of those were conveyed by Fauci and by President Biden and led many people to directly contrary to what they knew at the time they made those statements.
Right.
Led people to rely falsely on this to their detriment. Many died.
Well, the thing about it is, Ron Johnson and also Rand Paul were very good at questioning Fauci. He lied before Congress. Time after time, he lied before Congress. You and I did that. We'd be in chains. Look, they still got people sitting in chains for 2 years for just walking into the Capitol. But the
well, he most certainly did lie. He most certainly did. And in fact, he was involved with the gain of function research from the outset. And the correspondence
right.
that exists shows his complicity with the gain of function research. In fact, he circumvented executive orders by continuing to supply EcoHealth and Dr. Barrick of the University of North Carolina with grants from NIH and NIAID to the tune of millions and millions, tens of millions, that was then funneled off to the Wuhan lab in no small measure to continue the gain-of-function research over there. He was instrumental in getting AMRID, the Army's Defense Research Lab, to supply the indispensable human cell lines needed to develop through gain-of-function research this virus. He knew of the risk of the virus at the outset, yet downplayed it, apparently trying to avoid personal responsibility, when he said after the President Trump was elected, but before he was inaugurated, that to the students at Georgetown University Medical Center, that there would be, and I say that with definitive statement, would be a pandemic during the Trump administration. He knew it was coming. And he downplayed it at the start. Many people were infected. Measures were not taken in sufficient time because he did not recommend any, and the administration was misled by him in thinking there was not a need for them. And so we had this massive pandemic. He is behind this. He must pay for this. He is the biggest betrayer of the United States, not Benedict Arnold, who was a traitor.
Right.
This man is more of a betrayer of our country than anyone who has ever lived.
Plus, he says he is science. He is science. That's it. The arrogance of this man is incredible, isn't it?
It is. And his whole career is marked by petty internecine battles in which he destroyed the reputations of those who disagreed with him and who frequently were right on the facts and circumstances, not least of which are those who called into question the whole vaccine approach. He ostracized people. He had them condemned. He used the major media as a vehicle to assist in the condemnation of these people and ostracizing them from social media platforms and from scientific publication. This is a man who is a megalomaniac. He loves himself and he uses power to abuse others to advance his own interests. That's been his career, and he is richly deserving of justice. and it's
Let's
been withheld.
Let's look at a few of the lies. Let's examine a few of them. COVID is a disease of the unvaccinated. Wrong. Only spread by the unvaccinated. Wrong. Natural immunity is inferior to vaccination. We knew that years ago from the Israeli studies. And children are at high risk. They're at almost no risk. All lies. Was it for money or what was it for? What do you think?
Well, the evidence about the money we have yet to see because he's withheld it. We need to be able to see the full extent to which he has profited off of payments from pharmaceutical companies, directly or indirectly, that he has aided in developing monopoly status in the production of the vaccines and in this whole profiteering activity and suppression campaign to the exclusion of all other early treatments and other modalities. This, he is inextricably intertwined with conflicts of interest. We need to see the full financial extent of that. That's what the new Congress must do. And I think we will find it telling. This man, we see, lied directly before Congress in his answers to Senator Rand Paul's questions.
Right.
We have definitive proof now that he has lied about it. A person who would lie on such a critical aspect of this inquiry no doubt is lying about other things. We need to see the full extent of his deception, and we need to see the full extent of his conflicts of interest.
Really, his complicity with China is enough right there.
Well, that's the most atrocious thing. Here we have an enemy of the United States that has a well-developed biological weapons program that has made clear, abundantly clear in its own military publications, that it intends on using biological weapons against the West. With that backdrop, with full knowledge that the Wuhan lab was under the direct control of the PLA, People's Liberation Army, he nonetheless worked with them on gain-of-function research. The logical and unavoidable risk and apparent risk being that that would then be used as part of a biological weapons campaign or effort against the West. Indeed, that's what happened when the Chinese government chose to lock down all the provinces of China for inter-province transportation and travel, but left open intentionally at the height of the pandemic's expansion through Wuhan, flights from Wuhan to the rest of the world, knowing full well that they were transmitting the virus for the rest of the world. At that very point, they weaponized
it. We'll be right back. They're doing it again. The Biden administration is quickly moving to implement the liberal fantasy of socialist spending. After spending a $2.1 trillion stimulus, the president and Democratic-led Congress have introduced another $3 trillion plan to add to our insurmountable debt, seeking to raise taxes on Americans making as little as $200,000 a year. Have you seen the immigration footage? 87 million putting illegals in hotel rooms and our troops sleeping on parking garage floors. Could this be the biggest single gold buying opportunity in history? Well, Wells Fargo and Goldman Sachs say this is the time to buy gold. Patriot Gold Group, where your IRA or 401k can be in physical gold and silver, and you may qualify for no fee for life IRA. Call 800-356-4470 for details. Patriot Gold Group, Consumer Affairs top rated gold IRA dealer, 5 years running. Call 800-356-4470 today. People were sitting in hospitals watching their loved ones die. In many cases, nurses came up and said, try ivermectin, try hydroxychloroquine, it works. And they were fired for saying that. So the relatives would have to either stay out of the room or watch their patients die taking remdesivir or one of these other products. It doesn't work. This was absolute. This was a sin against humanity, a crime against humanity. And then I've got friends like Meryl Nass in Maine, immunologist. She helped to discover about the dangers of the anthrax vaccine and all of that. She got fired. She got fired, and they took her license away to practice medicine for recommending COVID. Took her license away. In California today, This is still going on. Gavin Newsom just signed a bill. Gavin Newsom, man who wants to be president, signed a bill that you cannot disagree with the CDC or the NIH. If you disagree with that as a medical doctor, you can lose your license. Is this what we're coming to, Mr. Emort? This is not the America we grew up with. This is not science. It isn't medicine.
This is dictatorship. This is authoritarian yes. control. This is a denial of people's rights to receive health care. It's an interference with the doctor-patient relationship. It deprives physicians of their own independent professional judgment. This is government over science. They talk about science. They're turning this into, as I mentioned in the article, Lysenkoism. Trofim Lysenko was a chosen scientist given favored treatment by Stalin in the 1920s because his philosophy, which was largely discredited at the time and contrary to the science that did exist concerning genetics, argued that plants would adopt the offspring of parent plants would adopt the characteristics acquired by parent plants through their experience in the environment.
Right.
And that would cause adaptations that would allow plants that grew in arid regions to grow in areas like Siberia.
Right.
And so you had this forced movement by Stalin with this convenient justification that all these people who he fully intended on destroying through starvation, millions, be relocated to areas like Siberia, where they would starve because they couldn't grow crops, on this false propagandistic science, quote-unquote, from Lysenko. And Lysenko's
All of it was against orthodox genetics. All of it.
And this is reminiscent, you know, characteristic of Fauci's approach, where he was telling people, oh, no, wear one mask. No, wear two masks. No, wear three. Wear three masks. Absolutely no scientific proof that masks are effective in preventing the virus from being transmitted or coming into contact with it. And so you end up with a big national lie enforced by governments nationwide and insisted upon by the federal government on all public transportation when there's no proof whatsoever. And not only that, look, this emphasis on masks is so misguided into making people believe that they're somehow protected.
Right.
The reality is that good ventilation provides excellent protection. And so rather than have the emphasis be on excellent ventilation, they misguided the public into thinking that masking was what was sufficient. What a gross distortion of science, all by the man who describes himself as science, Anthony Fauci.
Every doctor I've talked with has said wearing a mask is tantamount to having a chain link fence to stop a mosquito.
That's right. And that's what I've heard as well from epidemiologists with whom I work in my firm. I mean, the fact of the matter is that that was one of several gross misrepresentations. The other being that children had to be kept away from school in their homes to prevent the virus, when keeping them at home actually expanded the transmission of the virus.
Talk about that when we were
the Biden administration is quickly moving to implement the liberal fantasy of socialist spending. After spending a $2.1 trillion stimulus, the president and Democratic-led Congress have introduced another $3 trillion plan to add to our insurmountable debt, seeking to raise taxes on Americans making as little as $200,000 a year. Have you seen the immigration footage? 87 million putting illegals in hotel rooms and our troops sleeping on parking garage floors. Could this be the biggest single gold-buying opportunity in history? Well, Wells Fargo and Goldman Sachs say this is the time to buy gold. Patriot Gold Group, where your IRA or 401k can be in physical gold and silver, and you may qualify for a no-fee-for-life IRA. Call 800-356-4470 for details. Patriot Gold Group, Consumer Affairs' top-rated gold IRA dealer, 5 years running. Call 800-356-4470 today.
not only children not catch the virus, as Dr. Simone has been saying since for the last 3 years, let's just face it. Not only they not catch it because they do not have receptor sites, excuse me, but they're forcing the vaccines on them, some cases to go to school, one thing another, in other cases taking them out of school. But this taking them out of school for a year or two is setting them so far behind that we're going to have an almost illiterate. They were talking about $28 trillion, the cost of it, what it's doing. And, I mean, this is just insanity what's going on with that, isn't it? With the children out of school. The Roman Catholic schools in most places were open. And the Roman Catholic schools kids did fine. They didn't get it. They realized they didn't get it. But they kept perpetrating this lie, didn't they? And nobody, everyone's scared that their children will die from it. But it wasn't true. Another huge lie of Dr. Fauci.
Well, it's rare among children, and to the extent that they do contract the disease, they oftentimes have the mildest of symptoms, and then they acquire natural immunity. And natural immunity is fulsome, far better than the vaccine. Yet what does the entire Fauci regime do? It insists that every child in the United States be vaccinated. It insists that every child in the United States not go to school for extended periods of time, the result of which was, as you pointed out, this huge detriment in our educational system, already a wretched system to begin with, by and large, because of the enormous emphasis on race and gender and avoidance of academic excellence and destruction of meritocracy in education. Well, you add to that keeping kids from any school at all, having them do online education, which was disastrous, particularly for the youngest children who depend upon watching a teacher's mouth move and understand the English language from interaction with their teachers. So the whole thing has been an utter disaster based on false assumptions and precepts, creating a national hysteria, when instead what we should have been emphasizing is doctor-patient relationships, where individual patients could be given the best treatment for them by physicians who know them and care for them the best. Instead, we take this socialized approach of a one-size-fits-all vaccination, not even a treatment, and the vaccine itself is a fraud. The vaccine itself has proven itself to be incapable of preventing transmission of the disease and incapable of people getting the disease. The best they can say for it, which is a dubious claim, but the best they can say for it is that it reduces the severity of infection. But in point of fact, the vaccine is not keeping up with any of the variants. And the reality is that the variants itself are indicative of our entry into the endemic phase, the less serious phase of infection. We now have a situation where people are surviving the infection, and the reason is that the infection is far less virulent than the original strains, and our own bodies have natural immunity to them. Some 80% of Americans now have contracted the disease and have natural immunity that is more fulsome than the vaccination. So the whole point of this mindless insistence on booster after booster after booster is insane.
Right. He lied about the natural immunity also, even after all the studies came out in Israel, 28 studies on that. I mean, he not only lied
about the fact that there was such evidence, he argued against the evidence. He said that natural immunity was not as strong as vaccination. And that was an utter lie from the start. He had no evidence to support that. This man is evil. This guy misled the whole nation and from the start has tried to feather his own nest and protect his position. And so it is he's in retirement, recognizing that the threats to his existence would be unavoidable in his current situation. But in retirement, we need to yank him back before Congress, and we need to bring those charges, ultimately from a Justice Department under a president that has a brain, not Biden, and who has a willingness to see that justice is done for the American people.
I would love to see you, Ron Johnson, and Rand Paul questioning Dr. Fauci. I would pay for that. That would be a pay-per-view moment, Mr. Emory.
Yes, well, I would love to do it. And the fact of the matter is that no matter how hard he tries through his own ridiculous justifications for his criminal actions to justify what he has done, history will out eventually. The censorship will end eventually. And for all time, he will be known for the enormous betrayal of the American people that is his legacy.
He will go down as worse than Dr. Mengele, I believe.
That's right. I think he is. I think the world will come to understand that Anthony Fauci and his guidance, quote unquote, of American tax dollars to the Wuhan lab and his complicity in the development of gain of function research by our arch enemy is responsible for the greatest threat to life that man has been able to create. And I do say that because he still quakes and protests that this has natural origins against all the evidence.
Right.
And only a fool thinks that this came out of nature when all the evidence shows the gain-of-function research to be the culprit here.
Dr. Xi gave out all the information 3 years ago. It was published in COVID-19 bioweapon by Dr. Simone 3 years ago. There's no question about it. The truth is coming out now. Even the dumbest Americans can see it now. We are all seeing it. This is one of the greatest crimes against America that's ever happened. Kennedy assassination, 9/11, this. We've been lied about about so many different things. This one is affecting us more personal than any of the others.
Right. Much of this evidence lies in plain sight. The evidence
they're
is
still
damn
doing it.
Not just it's redundant, it's overwhelming. And to say as he does that the virus came from nature or that he had no involvement with gain of function research is truly laughable, but for the fact that it is a tragedy deserving tears, not laughter. This man has done more harm. Can you imagine? Can you imagine anyone in the United States who could murder a million people and get away with it? Well, he didn't murder them, but he laid the foundation necessary for their destruction.
Right. And they're still using this to control and manipulate the people, as in Virginia with the ABC board, which Virginia has ABC stores, alcoholic beverage control. It all fits under this organization, has immense powers. And they were telling people they had to be closed from midnight to 5 a.m. You couldn't serve food after 10. It was all ridiculous stuff. You couldn't even leave your house from midnight to 5. So they go into this guy's restaurant. Happened to be a strong Republican. Just happened to be a strong Republican. You believe that? I don't. And he goes in there, the ABC board, the police go, heavy jackbooted thugs go in, and what do? They take all of his liquor and everything else. This was the Gourmet's restaurant owned by a prominent Republican, running for representative in state, house, Matt Strickland, confiscated all his alcohol, confiscated all his customer list, enforced, withdrawn executive order number 72, where they could no alcohol sales after 10, no food sales 12 to 5. Everybody over 5 working unless they were eating or drinking had to wear a mask. This is insanity. This was recent. This was after all of this has been known. They still did that. That's insanity, Mr. E. Morton.
Well, it is. So Governor Ralph Northam, the prior governor of Virginia, Democrat.
Good Lord, God, yes.
Without any action by the state legislature, through executive order, compelled every Virginian to stay in their home between the hours of midnight and 5 a.m. And in the context of a restaurant, if you were seated at a bar, you could drink alcohol and not wear a mask. If you stood up next to the bar, you had to immediately have a mask on. If you sat down to eat dinner, you could take your mask off, and while you were seated, you didn't have to wear a mask. But if you stood up, you had to wear a mask. And if you were in the restaurant, you had to be 6 feet apart. And only 10 people could be in the restaurant. And on and on and on and on. Without any scientific proof whatsoever that any of these actions could change the trajectory of the virus in Virginia, one iota. He does these dictatorial things. The effect of which is, of course, to cause restaurant after restaurant to close.
Right.
And here you have a war hero from the Iraq and Afghanistan conflicts coming back and opening a restaurant in Virginia, being subjected to this and saying to himself and to the public, I did not go into combat to fight against terrorists to save freedom in my country, only to come back to my country and have my freedom taken away. So he refused to abide by the order. And you know what? In December of 2020, the order was adopted. And then in May of 2021, it was revoked by that same governor. And yet the agencies themselves in Virginia continue to enforce the orders that were revoked. And in this case, they went after this man, revoked his license, and then pursued him with legal force. Over 20 police armed entered his restaurant, took all the alcohol, and as you mentioned, took his customer list. But the good news here is that the people of Virginia rose up against this action, that the governor of Virginia issued an executive order against the action, that I used the emphasis that was undertaken by the governor in response to our petition that he act, and proceeded with the ABC board to a conclusion of this that fortunately gave back Matt Strickland, who's running for the Virginia Senate, his license, gave back all his alcohol, and resulted in a determination that no criminal charges would be brought against him by the Commonwealth's attorney. So we have ultimately prevailed here against this injustice, but the fact of the matter is it was wrong from the start, and it never should happen again anywhere in the United States. This is an abuse of power. This is the authoritarian grab that is well on its way by Biden and well on its way by Schumer and by Pelosi. It is the order of the day. Our freedoms are at stake, and we have to reclaim liberty in America, or else all will be lost. The future generations will live not in freedom, but in servitude to the government, to bureaucrats, not enjoy the freedoms that you've enjoyed and the freedom of choice that you've enjoyed. Instead, it will be gone. And really, we are at that stage. We have to fight for liberty now, or it will be gone. We're seeing it taken away from us in spades by agencies of the federal and state government and by renegade, unconstitutional executives like Joe Biden and like Ralph Northam was. But the tides are changing, I think, Erskine. And I really do believe that is the case.
Mr. E. Mort, it's being used primarily against Republicans, if you notice. It's being used for that notion. They still got the borders open. They canceled the flights from China, even the flights that he called wrong when President Trump did it. He called him xenophobic. Now he's canceled flights from China, but he's got the border open. Doesn't anybody see that we've got an invasion? Is this nothing but an invasion, an illegal invasion that we need to stop now? President Trump had that border sealed. President Trump had it taken care of. President Trump had us energy independent. Is there any chance, I'm going to ask you this, it's got far out, that the Brunson case could go before the Supreme Court and that they could overthrow the 2020 election?
Well, I don't know if there is such a chance there, because it's very difficult to prove fraud in a particular case, and the court's evidence standards in this area would require that kind of direct proof. But let me just say this, that we have got to change the leadership in the United States Senate to Republican leadership.
Right.
We need not just Republicans. We need to get rid of the rhinos and have Republicans in there who actually mean to reclaim liberty in America. But there's a simple solution. You know, this whole border situation could be solved very simply. And the solution to that problem is this. Yes, restore the Remain in Mexico policy, but in addition to that, why not have every asylum applicant have to be adjudicated at an American embassy outside of the United States and transfer all of the prosecution and adjudication of asylum applicants to outside of the United States. This whole idea of allowing people in to begin with and then determining later whether they should be here and sending them a notice and saying, oh, hi there, why don't you come by the courthouse? We'll talk to you about whether you need to be deported. That is so insanely ridiculous.
Right.
And yet that we're destroying our country with this open border. Yes, we are. But even when you put in the Remain in Mexico policy, that's not enough. Because you've got to get these asylum applicants adjudicated outside the United States, not inside the United States.
Absolutely.
The Biden administration is quickly moving to implement the liberal fantasy of socialist spending. After spending a $2.1 trillion stimulus, the president and Democratic-led Congress have introduced another $3 trillion plan to add to our insurmountable debt, seeking to raise taxes on Americans making as little as $200,000 a year. Have you seen the immigration footage? 87 million putting illegals in hotel rooms and our troops sleeping on parking garage floors. Could this be the biggest single gold buying opportunity in history? Well, Wells Fargo and Goldman Sachs say this is the time to buy gold. Patriot Gold Group, where your IRA or 401k can be in physical gold and silver, and you may qualify for no fee for life IRA. Call 800-356-4470 for details. Patriot Gold Group, Consumer Affairs top rated gold IRA dealer, 5 years running. Call 800-356-4470 today.
Mr. Emart, is there any way that they could do something? Because the House of Representatives controls the money, goes to the Senate. Is there any way that they've got a situation now to where the budget, $1.7 trillion, filled with pork barrel, has been already passed through to October? The new Congress can do nothing on the budget. And then you've got Senator McConnell, who is, I think, as rhino as they come, sitting in the Senate. Can the Republicans do anything with the rhino senator heading up the Senate and them absolutely frittering away the opportunity to control the budget? Cannot the Republicans stand up and do something? Are they totally feckless?
Well, absolutely. I mean, look, they passed this ridiculous $1.7 trillion budget, which is outrageous. Most of it is going for climate change and for social reengineering of the population, promoting trans and so forth, and destroying the public schools. This whole thing is a disaster. And the solution, of course, is to pass a yet another piece of legislation that cuts out the spending in all areas that are illegitimate. And Congress could do that. The House of Representatives originates spending bills. They could introduce a bill immediately and pass it into law, pass that from the House, and then send it to the Senate, and put Mitch McConnell directly on the spot. You voted for this monstrosity. Now fix it. It's a monstrosity. Is he going to defend all this money being expended for the liberal, you know, radical agenda that is the Biden administration agenda? And then they could pass that revision to the law, and it could go to Biden, and he would veto it. And then they'd have to try to persuade enough people to get an override of the veto. But that process must continue relentlessly against this administration. And when it comes to the implementation of this, much of this is unconstitutional. When you have race-based decision-making in the military, in the public schools, fed by federal dollars designed to encourage that, and you have this child abuse taking place in the form of transitioning and federal dollars being used to encourage that kind of activity, you've got grounds for legal intervention and injunctions by the courts against this. The courts have given much relief, not complete, but much relief. This is how we're going to have to deal with Biden and with the Democrats. We have to get tough. We have to act. The American people have no willingness to tolerate more nonsense. They've had it, and they want action. And those people who are in Congress, who are inactive, need to understand that the American people are holding them to account, and we've got to do it. And when it comes to this radical minority that's screwing up the elections by encouraging mail-in ballots, which are notoriously open to abuse and fraud, we've got to clamp down and push through our state legislatures legislation that requires voter ID and in-person voting and insists on greater accountability. And many of the states are already doing that, but we need to see it happen in every state. And there needs to be efforts on the federal level to prosecute people who are involved in fraud in the election process to ensure that the fraud is not allowed to escape prosecution. And this lawlessness and the environment of lawlessness by the Soros prosecutors that are refusing to incarcerate and refusing to prosecute, these people are obstructing justice. They're violating their oaths of office. They are committing acts that are in complicity with criminals. They need to be ferreted out, prosecuted, and eliminated from office, impeached or removed. And efforts are sorely needed now. The American people can't wait. Another person shouldn't die because a Soros prosecutor won't throw the murderer in jail. We need to stop this now, and there needs to be action taken. So the people who go and run for office need to understand they've got a weighty responsibility, particularly now, on their hands to act. And if they don't have the mental acumen or the experience in the law necessary to reform the law, they shouldn't be running for office in the first place.
No, they shouldn't.
We need some serious-minded, able people to get in there and do the work now.
Absolutely. I think we need to go to paper ballots.
Well, we need a system that has integrity, that ensures that the person who's voting is eligible to vote and that they've cast their vote and not allow multiple others to do that. There needs to be a system that has that integrity. Look, if we can encrypt communications sufficiently so that the Chinese can't invade and intercept the communication, and we can do such things with electronics, with technology, to enable people to be able to process credit transactions without constantly being subject to theft.
Absolutely.
We ought to be able to have
a
secure election
Truth
process.
Express.
Thank you,
can listen
Remar.
On your favorite podcast app or local radio station.
EmorgForVA.com. Patriot Gold Group, consumer affairs operated 5 years running for your IRA or 401k. Call 800-356-4470 today.
All aboard the Truth Express with your conductor, Erskine, who give you the latest on national news, politics, policies, business, and government issues.
First show, Patrick Wood for the new year. He studied modern globalism for over 40 years. 40 years. Having co-authored Trilaterals over Washington in 1978. That was a long time ago, Patrick, 1978, with Professor Anthony C. Sutton. Mr. Wood is the leading expert on technocracy. He authored Technocracy Rising, Trojan Horse of Global Transformation, Technocracy, The Hard Road to World Order. They're on it now. They're on it now, baby. Wood founded Citizens for Free Speech. Gather that, Citizens for Free Speech. How important is that in the light of Twitter and everything else that's coming out to counter big tech social censorship? His latest book, The Evil Twins, Technocracy and Transhumanism, it's available now. Patrick, first question I want to ask you. What do you think of Elon Musk now? I think he has changed. I think he's a different person. I think he is doing some very positive things. He brought some things out that nobody thought. The White House, the FBI, all of them working in collusion to stop free speech. He's doing it. He's making a difference.
He is. And one thing about Elon Musk is characteristic of his life is that he is a disruptor.
Yes.
He disrupted, space travel. He's disrupted the auto industry. He's disrupted the payment industry. And now he's disrupting government. It's quite amazing to see him do this.
I love what he's doing. He has brought out things that nobody else has. He's got them quaking in their boots. I really believe he does. The White House, the FBI, embedded in Twitter, the information he's brought out, nobody else could have got. Nobody could have, unless he had bought the company, which he did.
Yes, that's exactly right. And he's not done with it either. There's more to come. And Twitter, I have to say, Twitter has more bones buried in it than Arlington Cemetery.
Well, he's only
had... they're all going to come out.
He's had very few of the things have been revealed. When the rest of the revelations come out, God knows what's going to happen.
Well, we don't have long to wait. One thing for sure is that, I mean, there have been certain things that have floated to the surface already that amaze me. One of those is the level of employment by Twitter of government intel agency employees.
Right.
That's ex-employees. The
totally
CIA,
embedded. Totally embedded on Twitter. Right.
That's exactly right. And you have to ask, these are not technical people. These are not programmers.
No.
These are people who were employed like by the CIA. They quit the CIA and went to work for Twitter. Now, you just have to ask, well, what's with this?
Right. And the FBI, contradicting the entire First Amendment, where it says prohibiting the exercise thereof regarding religion or abridging the freedom of speech or the press or of the right of people peacefully assemble. That is the First Amendment. Total abrogation of the First Amendment. When you're going in there to abridge freedom of speech, that's exactly what the government did by going in with Twitter and telling them what to do.
That's right, and we can expect that the same thing has happened at other major platforms as well, like Facebook.
Oh,
and
yeah,
Google.
They all went together, Google, and Facebook. They all went together. They were all in the same boat.
Yep. So those things will never come out, I'm sure, but we don't need them to come out. With Twitter revealing what it is, we have enough. We know what the score is. And
right.
They violated the First Amendment with impunity, lied to us about it, told us, oh, no, we didn't do it. We'd never do something like that.
Right.
These companies, they said, were independent. And we can't tell them what to do, yet they were telling them what to do.
Absolutely. Now, let's look at another thing. This gave me rise to be happy. It should give every freedom-loving American, if you're on the left, if you're on the right, you should be happy. The left is screaming about this, but they should be happy. It's their freedom, too. What is your forecast for 2023? You put a lot of those out. The fintech world is in crisis, and mother, financial technologies world is in crisis. Is that from Bankman-Fried? Is that part of it? Because we know that the Bitcoin world is just in shambles right now because of this gentlemen, that's too nice a word. Because this person who stole billions, this is bigger than Madoff. This is the biggest scam that's ever happened financially in this country, I believe.
Well, yes, and that's part of it. I think that's a symptom at this point. But the entire fintech world, that stands for financial technologies, by the way.
Right.
The whole universe is in the fintech world is just in complete chaos right now. And part of that is because of the current meltdown in certain companies, but also the venture capital that made these companies tick in the first place is dried up. It's not there anymore. They had a heyday in 2021, 2022, but now all of these venture capital companies have just backed away and said, no more money for you. That means that all these startup companies are going to be laying off employees, kind of like what happened at the dot-com meltdown in the year 2000. at the turn of the century.
Oh, my God. This would be disastrous, wouldn't it? Worldwide.
Well, it would be disastrous, but on the other hand, the silver lining is it sets their plants back 5 to 10 years. That's fine with me. You know, let them go out of business. But it is serious. It is a very serious situation for the world right now.
Now, you also talk about inflation versus deflation. You're talking about a home sale crash. That's going to be happening, huh?
Well, for all of the rhetoric about inflation that we've seen in the last 6 to 9 months, that's not to say that there has not been some consumer inflation, especially at the grocery store, because there has.
Right.
But the overarching trend is deflation, not inflation. As the economy shrinks, it deflates. As individual pockets of the market shrink, that's deflation. For instance, the housing market crash right now.
Right.
It's the largest drop in history in the last 6 months. It's incredible.
This is worse than 2008?
It is. It already is, and it's just getting started. Well, this is deflationary, not inflationary. You see, prices are falling. Wealth is dissipating. Last year, we also, at least the beginning of last year, we also saw that the new car and used car prices were going through the roof, and everybody said, well, it's inflationary. And I suppose it was for a time. But now, the just exact opposite is taking place. You have used car prices falling between 30 and 50% this year. That's deflationary, not inflationary. And the beat goes on that, by the way. It's not just, that's a couple of examples.
You're also looking at a bear market to continue in stocks. That means that everybody's retirement accounts they have, that's going to be hurting, doesn't it?
It does. There's been no safe haven in this last year for retirement accounts.
No,
whether it be income-bearing instruments like bonds and treasuries and stuff like that, or stocks.
Right.
Even gold and silver have not outperformed just a tad, but there's been no great appreciation at this point in the precious metals industry. So altogether, the market in 2022 had the worst market since 2008. And if anybody remembers back to what it was like in 2008, you'll see the signs. They're all there. Companies, individual companies dropping out, like from in the stratosphere down to almost zero in stock price, just total collapse. We've seen a bunch of companies like that. And plus the overall average, like the NASDAQ average, declined over 36%.
Wow.
On its peak on November in 2021.
That's huge. Huge. That's basically your technologies, isn't it?
Well, it's more than that. But, I mean, that's the overall market. The NASDAQ market is kind of the second-tier companies in America.
Right.
But it's a huge, you know, it's a huge cross-section of American business. And overall, the tech companies did probably marginally worse than others, but still, the average of the whole across-the-board average, 36% decline since its peak on November 14, 2021.
Is there anywhere to put money as a retiree? Is there anywhere? I can't see it.
There is no safe place. The only thing that I can say is that gold and silver will never go to zero.
Right.
We know that. It'll probably go down if the market goes down. It's correlated with it. But at least gold and silver will never go to zero.
Right.
So for whatever that's worth.
Are they coming in with a new currency away from the dollar into a new currency, a digital currency? Is this going to happen? That would mean complete control by the government of everything.
It does, and it's coming at some point.
Oh, God.
It may not come in 2023. It may be 2024, 2025. But all of the groundwork is being laid for it. And I have to say, unfortunately, that many of the top programming talent that is leaving the fintech world right now, that is the commercial companies in the fintech world.
Right.
They are available to be hired by the central bank system to work on blockchain technology for the government.
Oh,
and
God.
Many of them probably
Good
will.
Lord. Then are we slated for a recession, quote, depression in this country like we have never seen before since the 30s?
Well, you know, back in 2008-9, they call it the Great Recession. You probably
right.
remember that. The Great right. Recession, not just recession.
Right.
And a lot of people at that point were fearful that it would roll over into a Great Depression. Now, it didn't happen back then for a couple of reasons, mostly because of the Federal Reserve creating money like crazy. But we're back in the same position again today.
But we've got a couple of differences. Certain. We've got supply chain issues we've never had before. We've got illegals coming in. We've got money, $1.7 trillion. All the money's being spent by the government on boondoggle things. We don't have the money. We never have had, but we certainly are in really bad shape on money. And we've got the illegals coming over and everything else. There's just too much going on, too much money being spent by our federal government.
There's a lot of strikes against us to begin this new recession. And chances are it's going to be another great recession at the minimum. And I see no reason at this point why it could not roll over into a Great Depression.
More we return with Patrick Wood. Patrick Wood, Substack.com, citizensforfreespeech.org.
The Biden administration is quickly moving to implement the liberal fantasy of socialist spending. After spending a $2.1 trillion stimulus, the president and Democratic-led Congress have introduced another $3 trillion plan to add to our insurmountable debt, seeking to raise taxes on Americans making as little as $200,000 a year. Have you seen the immigration footage? 87 million putting illegals in hotel rooms and our troops sleeping on parking garage floors. Could this be the biggest single gold buying opportunity in history? Well, Wells Fargo and Goldman Sachs say this is the time to buy gold. Patriot Gold Group, where your IRA or 401k can be in physical gold and silver, and you may qualify for a no-fee-for-life IRA. Call 800-356-4470 for details. Patriot Gold Group, Consumer Affairs' top-rated gold IRA dealer, 5 years running. Call 800-356-4470 today.
You also talk about, Patrick, the border collapse. This is, and you say it in your article, this is the absolute worst disaster, the humanitarian disaster that's ever happened in our country, perhaps one of the worst to the world. Children being trafficked, women and young boys being trafficked, this pedophilia, the fentanyl, the whole thing. It is just unbelievable how he's opened the gates, the floodgates to the entire world. If we do not have some type of organized attack like a 9/11 happening in the next year, I'll be very surprised. I don't know about you, but I'd be very surprised if it doesn't happen. We've left too many insurgents, too many people who hate this country into this country. Your comment.
Now, that's right. I hear chatter all the time from intelligence experts.
Right.
That that there is a brewing insurgency in America.
Yes.
That will be fueled by these people who have come in illegally across the border. You have not just cartel group members, but you also have jihadists from the Mideast and other countries that have come in, Malaysia, who are here as sleeper groups. Now, I hear this from people who are in the intelligence community. They're here as sleeper groups sent in specifically to be a
right.
member of a sleeper terrorist group until one day they are activated. And I think, and that's going to be an ugly day for us because, you know, you look at France, you look at Germany, you look at Denmark and stuff that's happened there with these jihadist insurgents. This is the way, this is what America's going to look like if we don't stop this. It's just a matter of time. It's not a question of whether it's going to happen. It's just a matter of time before these groups are activated. Now, I have to say, we have seen, I believe, some testing of these sleeper group networks right now, even in the last 30 days. One good example is the coordinated attacks on power substations in Washington State.
Yeah, hit five of them during the cold spell, right?
That's right. Five different substations were attacked.
Right.
This, to me, well, it's obvious. It's anything else would be crazy. It was coordinated intentionally,
right.
And it was not
right.
All the same person.
No.
It was multiple small groups that were coordinated in their attack, unified in their purpose, and they carried out their assignment. Now, fortunately, I think, just as a test, at least it wasn't bombs going off in shopping centers around the country. But as a test, it should be a warning to all people in America that the source of this type of insurgency is our broken border, especially with Mexico.
Right. And they're here right now. They're here now.
Yes, they are. And many of them, you know, probably have already acquired whatever weapons of warfare that they need, and they just got them tucked away, safe and sound, for when they get the word from their out-of-country handlers to attack.
Also coming up, I see no end to the crime. I also see no end to the next pandemic coming in. And you talk about technocracy and transhumanism. This is becoming the new religion.
It is, and it's in some ways it's beyond a religion at this point. It's morphed into an outright cult.
Right.
But it's not going away. And both technocrats and transhumans have played both sides of the political aisle for decades. They're not political. They're apolitical.
Let's tell about where it's going when we get back.
The Biden administration is quickly moving to implement the liberal fantasy of socialist spending. After spending a $2.1 trillion stimulus, the president and Democratic-led Congress have introduced another $3 trillion plan to add to our insurmountable debt, seeking to raise taxes on Americans making as little as $200,000 a year. Have you seen the immigration footage? 87 million putting illegals in hotel rooms and our troops sleeping on parking garage floors. Could this be the biggest single gold buying opportunity in history? Well, Wells Fargo and Goldman Sachs say this is the time to buy gold. Patriot Gold Group, where your IRA or 401k can be in physical gold and silver, and you may qualify for a no-fee-for-life IRA. Call 800-356-4470 for details. Patriot Gold Group, Consumer Affairs' top-rated gold IRA dealer, 5 years running. Call 800-356-4470 today.
What is the goal of the technocrats and the transhumanists? What is the goal, their end game?
Well, Erskine, we know the end game best through the eyes of the World Economic Forum. It's called
right.
The Great Reset.
Right.
This
Klaus
means
Schwab and the rest, right.
That's right. This means that the traditional system of democracy, constitutional republic, capitalism, and free enterprise is out the door with these people. They want to destroy it all. And they want to implement a new system that's going to be based on technocracy and transhumanism. And the way the World Economic Forum couches this is that society itself, the civilization side of society, will be reconstructed according to technocracy, that is, controlling all resources on the planet, including people. Transhumanism promises to change people into humans 2.0 that they believe will be qualified or honored, if you will, to live in this new technocracy world that they've created. So one changes society, the other changes the people who would live in that society. It's the most dangerous megatrend we have ever faced on our planet. It's a clear and present danger of all things right now, in my opinion.
What you can eat, even what you more can so, drive, where you can live, what you can eat, what you can drive. It's all going to be directed to you because, after all, they're the elites. They know more than we do.
Well, just imagine living in China under a social credit scoring system that sets up channels for you based on your behavior. And if you don't behave the way you want, they want you to, your screen simply goes red on your smartphone. You can't get on the bus. You can't check into school. You can't get money out of your bank account. This is absolutely insane, but this is the way the world is going.
They're doing it in Canada also right now. Right now, they're doing it in Canada. Right.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. This is the backwash to what's happened in China. First, the Western world exported all this technology to China because it was illegal to do it here and in Canada.
Right.
And now that they've perfected it in China, they're bringing it back on an incremental basis, and it's being accepted without question.
What can we do to stop it?
Well, first is, I'll tell you, we need to stop playing the role that they want us to play. We also tell people, use cash every chance you can.
Absolutely.
Stop using credit cards. Stop using debit cards. Stop using electronic services if you can. And use cash. I tell everybody that when I use cash and I pay a clerk or somebody at a store, a fast food place, whatever, do you know why I'm paying you cash? And they'll look at you and say, no. Why are you paying me cash? And I say, because the banking system wants to take cash away from us and force us into electronic system where we'll be dependent on the Internet. And if the Internet goes down, there ain't going to be no buying or selling.
Right.
And they get real big eyes all of a sudden. The young ones especially. Oh, my gosh, I never thought about that.
Right.
So now they're thinking about it. Use cash.
This has happened in other countries. It has gone down in other countries.
It has. Yes. So otherwise, you know, how to protect yourself, you know, well, there's things like, are you going to take another shot? You know, booster? Well, you might decide to. I would suggest you don't. Don't play that role. Don't play that game with them. Too many people dying, in my opinion.
Only 2% of those who they want vaccinated under 5 years old are getting the vaccine. A lot of the blacks are not getting it because they know what the government did at Tuskegee and other places like Alabama, though that wasn't Alabama, when they said it was safe. So a lot of people are aware that it can't be trusted. Our government can't be trusted on this. And we're finding out more and more about the COVID, as we've talked about before. Don't buy an electric car. That's another one. A lot of things. At least I don't think you should.
Well, that's right. And if you're going to buy a car, if you have to buy a car, kind of get into the mindset that the Cubans have. You buy an old clunker, you fix it up, you keep it running with baling wire if you have to.
Right.
But avoid the type of cars today that are so technical. Or ones
that
have
all the computer chips and everything, and parts out of China on all of them. Right.
Well, that's right. And, you know, by 2025 now, it is law in the United States that auto manufacturers must put a kill switch in the car.
Right. Right. In all cars, kill switch. That they can control you. If you they think you've been drinking, maybe you're a little sleepy, you can't get behind the wheel. They can kill your car anytime, anywhere, either electric or gas, either one. Right.
That's right. That's right. So imagine driving down the freeway. Maybe you're speeding, whatever, you know, going 10 miles over, and the cop comes up behind you. Instead of pulling you off, or maybe you don't see the siren right away, you know, or the lights. Some people don't. They don't look back in their rearview mirror. But all the cop will have to do is push a button and direct that button towards your car, and your car will shut off, and you'll have to drive to the side of the road.
I'm sure you saw the article about the New York City electric garbage trucks. They lasted 4 days in the cold. They'll replace 6,000 garbage trucks from gas to electric. How much are they? $500,000 apiece, $523,000 apiece. They want to replace all 6,000. They ran 6 hours in the cold. Patrick, that's ridiculous.
Well, it is. Actually, they were supposed to run 12 hours per shift. That was what they were rated for. It ended up when the cold snap came, and they repurposed the garbage trucks for snow plow. They're all fitted with it. And they put it in the front, of course, you know, but they can push that snow plow around just as much as haul garbage. So those garbage trucks were supposed to last for a 12-hour shift.
Right.
And they sent them out on a 12-hour shift. The batteries only lasted 4 hours before all of those trucks, those garbage trucks, were just sitting in the middle of the street doing nothing.
How many hours to refuel them? Wasn't it like almost 2 days to refuel them?
Oh, I know it takes a long time, like 24 hours.
Right.
So here the city is sitting with its fleet of garbage trucks sitting in the middle of the street somewhere, unable to move, blocking traffic, making residents just livid. And, of course, I'm sure that the garbage truck drivers weren't very too happy about that either, because they're cold, they're sitting out
cold,
there.
Cold, right.
Yeah, and no place to go.
No.
They can't abandon their truck.
Nobody can bring them gasoline to get them going again, no.
No, there's absolutely nothing to do. Well, maybe they should put solar panels on top of those trucks or something, you know.
The other thing that they're doing in Arizona, they're going to do away with Amazon drivers. In Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, Texas, Utah, Virginia, they're trying to get rid of people in those six states and elsewhere. Walmart's doing the same thing. They're going to be delivering your packages by drones. How lovely is that?
Yes, you know, Amazon said about this automation project long time ago, and everybody said, well, you know, it's just for warehouse organization.
Right.
You know, it's really not a big, big deal, and the remaining jobs are more tactical, they're higher paid, yada, yada. Now basically the warehouses are so fully automated that you barely need any employees at all.
Right.
And now they're driving the truck drivers out of business, too.
Well, first they ran out UPS and FedEx and put their own. Now they're driving their own out of business.
Yes. So they would, if they could, they would take this is the technocrat mentality. They would take every job in America that could be performed potentially by a robot and make a robot to perform that job and drive people out of employment. You talk about evil. This is just incredible. Do they really need to do this? No, not really.
Well, not only are they driving people out of business, but they're destroying the Judeo-Christian work ethic in this country.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, this is so demoralizing to people.
Right.
To see
We're useless.
Job
We're
useless. After entry-level job after job after job destroyed. Permanently.
Right.
You see this in fast food restaurants right now. I think McDonald's just came out with a fully automated store.
They did.
No
Plus
people.
half the people who work there, half the kids can't make change.
Well, that's probably true, but you know, the way America works and has worked in the past. If you want to get into the workforce, you have to start with an entry-level job.
Sure, we all
you
did.
You flip some burgers.
You did, I did, we all did, didn't we? Yeah.
That's right. You carry some bales. You work for a Home Depot and you cart stuff around and, you greet people at the door or whatever. These are entry-level jobs that are essential for building an effective workforce. Those jobs are disappearing like crazy right now.
What was your first job, Patrick?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I worked in the cafeteria and as a dishwasher.
I did that, too, but my first real job was working at shoveling horse manure at the state fairgrounds. I got you beat.
There you go. I remember doing some of that, too.
Yeah.
Who else is going to do these jobs? People say, Americans don't want to do those jobs. Young people do.
Of course I did. I was happy. I got a paycheck. There was nothing wrong with that.
That's exactly
right.
Came
home a little stinky, but it was okay.
It worked. It worked.
And it made us appreciate those who are doing those jobs. We knew we weren't better than anybody else. We knew we were right down there doing what we had to do to make a living.
Yes.
And it gave us self-esteem. We got that first paycheck. That felt good. People don't see that anymore.
Yes.
They're not seeing it.
And you knew you were not going to do that job all your life. You know, I mean, everybody knows those are the entry-level jobs.
Right.
You got to get started somehow.
Right.
That's how you get started. So, you know, maybe the next time around you're working the delivery service to haul that manure out to farmers or something and spread it on their fields and then maybe after that, you're actually, running the business that buys the trucks that goes out and hauls the manure out and around or whatever. But nobody plans on staying in an entry-level job forever, for instance, flipping burgers or being a barista.
No.
Although there are some young people now that figure they're going to do that for the rest of their life.
Well, they got PhDs working at Starbucks. The other thing I wanted to bring up is the World Economic Forum canceling Twitter, directing it to Chinese social media apps. The World Economic Forum and the CCP, Chinese Communist Party, are close allies. We are letting the Chinese Communist Party control Apple. We're letting them control our social media with TikTok. President Trump did away with TikTok. It's back in. We have a president who has sold this country out to China. I'm sorry to say that, but that's the case. Comment.
Yes, it is. The World Economic Forum has shown its true colors, in my opinion. We don't need to be looking too hard anymore.
No.
But they have sided now with China. And I can tell you from my own study, my own experience, China is a technocracy today.
You
can't call it anything other than a technocracy.
It's what Nazi Germany wanted to be. Right.
That's right. So now the World Economic Forum, full of technocrats, are flocking together with the technocrats in China, not in America, in China.
Right.
Elon Musk, for whatever reason, is bucking the system right now. So when the World Economic Forum says, let's stop sending people to Twitter, let's send them instead to Chinese equivalent of Twitter to do their communicating about the World Economic Forum. That tells you that birds of a feather flock together.
Sure it does.
That's exactly what the kind of system that Klaus Schwab and friends are supporting worldwide. They want the whole world to end up looking like China because it's a technocracy. And that's their bag. The Great Reset is about technocracy.
Absolutely. It's kind of summed up in this other article that you sent me, Unholy Trinity. Facebook is fact, government is truth, Big Pharma is God. Billions trapped in the matrix tells them what to think, when to think, how to think. That's what they want, isn't it?
It absolutely is. You can't put it any other way.
Or ain't clear.
Total social control.
Are Americans waking up? we get back. Are Americans waking up, Patrick? We'll be right back.
The Biden administration is quickly moving to implement the liberal fantasy of socialist spending. After spending a $2.1 trillion stimulus, the president and Democratic-led Congress have introduced another $3 trillion plan to add to our insurmountable debt, seeking to raise taxes on Americans making as little as $200,000 a year. Have you seen the immigration footage? 87 million putting illegals in hotel rooms and our troops sleeping on parking garage floors. Could this be the biggest single gold buying opportunity in history? Well, Wells Fargo and Goldman Sachs say this is the time to buy gold. Patriot Gold Group, where your IRA or 401k can be in physical gold and silver, and you may qualify for a no-fee-for-life IRA. Call 800-356-4470 for details. Patriot Gold Group, Consumer Affairs' top-rated gold IRA dealer, 5 years running. Call 800-356-4470 today.
Patrick Wood, I got to ask you a real quick question. Two questions. Number one, are Americans starting to wake up? Question number two, to get a copy of Evil Twins and Technocracy and Transhumanism, do I have to go to Amazon or where else can I get one?
Well, no, you don't have to just go to Amazon. You can go to technocracy.news. And you can buy a book right there. I like to send out autographed books, by the way, when people buy from my website, if I can. So in some cases, it may be impossible, but I like to do that. So go to technocracy.news, and, you know, you get an autographed copy pretty quickly. If you live outside of the United States, by all means, don't necessarily buy from me. Go to Amazon, you get a copy much quicker in whatever your country is. If you're in Netherlands, in UK, in Australia, you get the idea.
Gotcha. Now, is America waking up? I think the truth that's coming out on the COVID, the truth that's coming out from Elon Musk of the government censorship and the FBI censorship and all this, we're getting so much truth coming out right now. People have to be awakening.
I think there are a lot of people that are for the first time starting to wake up now. And we can thank COVID and the messenger RNA shots, I believe, for that. There was an incredible survey. In fact, it's the most incredible Rasmussen survey I've seen ever. And it was just published recently. And what it stated was, this is the question they ask of a bunch of people. Do you know of someone in your own orbit who has died from taking the messenger RNA shot by either Pfizer, J&J, Moderna? And could you possibly believe 28% said yes? This is shocking.
I believe it.
Across the board, Democrat and Republican. 28% say the vax is a killer, and they know somebody that died because of taking the vaccine.
Right.
So are people waking up? Yes. Is it good that it took such a disaster to wake them up?
No.
Sorry about that. But there is a rising awareness of something horribly wrong in America with this whole medical health nonsense. And some people, finally, are starting to get pretty upset about it and say, we need to have some accountability here, folks.
Right.
Somebody's got to pay for this because it's not incidental. People knew. Moderna knew. Pfizer knew.
Fauci knew.
Right. The World Health Organization knew.
Pfizer knew.
These death shots.
Right.
Have got to stop. Whether we stop them or
they
stop
them. They were never tested. We were the guinea pigs. That's the bottom line is we were the guinea pigs for this.
We were, but it went further than that, Erskine. If we were merely the guinea pigs, by the time they saw, let's say, 1,000 people died from the shots,
Right.
They would have stopped it they would have stopped it right there in the middle of the freeway. But they didn't. Which means the guinea pig angle doesn't really fly anymore.
Okay, let me ask was it about the money or was it to depopulate or both?
Certainly both. But we're talking about crimes against humanity here.
Absolutely.
This is not just, you got some greedy narcissist or whatever. No, this is now turned into a genocidal event.
Right.
That can only be compared to a crimes against humanity event. And it needs to be prosecuted that way.
Well, they put it off a long time with their censorship, haven't they?
Well, this is where the censorship is coming from. You know, technocrats and transhumans, as I point out in my book, The Evil Twins,
right,
have become very devoted allies to each other. And they're marching in the exact same channel. So when censorship is needed to stop anything that's critical of technocracy or transhumanism, it gets censored. And they are the source of censorship.
Remember, technocracy.news. Technocracy.news to get a copy of Evil Twins, Technocracy and Transhumanism. God bless you. Thank you, Patrick. Thank you for all your
time. My pleasure.
All aboard the Truth Express. You can listen on your favorite podcast app or local radio station.
Patriot Gold Group, Consumer Affairs operated 5 years running for your IRA or 401k. Call 800-356-4470 today.